Chapter 32 Self-Righteous Anger. It was cool and foggy the morning Buck's train rolled into Boston. He had packed light for the trip, one bag. He hired a buggy to take him to a downtown hotel. He planned to get a good night's sleep and then go to the Winthrops the next day. When he called at the Winthrop house the next morning, the butler told him that Mrs. Winthrop was out of town and would not be back for 3 days. Just as well, Buck thought, this would give him a chance to check out the ladies first. He would come back in 3 days, return the check, and then be on his way home that same day. The first bar he came to after leaving the Winthrops was an Irish pub called Pat's. Something about the big man behind the bar looked vaguely familiar. After a few drinks, they started talking, and the bartender asked Buck where he was from. Buck told him Wilsonville, Ohio. The big bartender said his older brother had once owned a tavern there, but that he was dead now. After studying the man's features a little closer, Buck asked,
"Was his name Mike?"
"Yes, it was. Mike Sullivan. Did you know him?"
"No,"
Buck lied,
"but I've heard some of the townsfolk mention him. He died before I moved there."
At the mention of Mike's name, a young barmaid came out of the back room and asked,
"Why are you two talking about my father, Uncle Pat?"
Buck turned in her direction and saw a red-headed young woman. She was tall, as was her father, but still had a delicate look about her. She was not plain, but not beautiful either. She did not have the dull look in her eyes from too much drink, as did most barmaids.
"This gent is from Wilsonville, but he never met Brother Mike,"
he said to his niece as she walked up to the bar.
"I don't know that much about dear old Dad. He got himself killed when I was young. It would have been nice to hear something about him."
"Sorry. I haven't lived there long."
"Just as well. Few folks ever had anything good to say about him."
"What about your mother?"
Buck asked, feeling the need for a little female conversation. Sometimes just the sound of a woman's voice can be a comfort when you're alone in a strange town.
"She went and got herself killed. They said it must have been one of her customers, but I don't agree."
"What makes you think that?"
"I was just about 5, but I still remember that night like it was yesterday. You don't ever forget the night you lose both parents. No one in town ever knew I even existed. My dear old dad had never married mother, so they made me stay inside all the time. Father did not want to hurt mother's trade. Some men are funny about sleeping with a whore who has a kid. I only saw the outside when I went to the bathroom in the mornings, when nobody was at the tavern. Earlier that day, I heard mother and father arguing outside my window about something she had put in the woodshed. So I tiptoed down the back stairs to see what it was. When I removed the prop stick from the door and peeked inside, I saw a boy asleep on the ground."
"Who was it?"
Buck asked, trying not to seem too eager for the answer.
"When I went back inside, I heard Mother say it was the Miller boy, and that he had killed his stepfather. Ma also said she was going to get enough money from the boy's mother to move us back to Boston, so that we could open a real pub. Ma said she was tired of working in a run-down, 2-bit tavern out in the sticks. However, when I woke up the next morning, I found out that my father had got himself killed in a bar fight, and that someone had found Mother floating in Willow Creek, knifed to death."
"Why didn't you tell the authorities what you saw and heard?"
"I was just a kid and afraid. If Uncle Pat hadn't come to make the funeral arrangements, I'd probably still be hid in the attic where I slept. My bones would be anyway."
"So, Pat brought you back here?"
"Been here ever since,"
she said, patting her uncle on the back.
This has been the only father and mother I need.
Feeling that this stranger was growing weary of her tale of woe, she excused herself and went back to her cleaning. Buck was relieved that she had not gone into any more details. Her self-righteous anger over her parents' death was causing him to want to shout out what a murdering bitch her mother really was, and that she deserved to die. Yet he held his tongue. It seemed as though Buck's past was never going to quit haunting him. He quickly finished his beer, then left, glad that he had kept his temper under control. She and Buck had both lost loved ones that night, but her parents were not worth grieving over. Sophie's daughter would never know that she had just been within arm's reach of the person who had killed her mother.